Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, a happy conversation with S.C. Gwynne. His new book, His Majesty's Airship, The Life and Tragic Death of the World's Largest Flying Machine. The date, the 1920s, R101. And here, Mr. Gwynne explains very carefully that the British meant to make this, and did make this, the showpiece of empire, the Rudyard Kipling empire, spanning the world. Not only the Royal Navy, but the Royal Flying Corps, led by R101, the largest rigid airship ever launched, and its unhappy conclusion. Tonight, much more of this in detail, but here's the author explaining how R101 was loaded with the top of the top of the top of the technology of the moment.
R101 was going to be an entirely new thing. As we said before, you know, Zeppelins were invented, the rigid airships, rather, were invented by Ferdinand von Zeppelin in 1900, used extensively in World War I, which was also a great theater to illustrate their problems, which is that they all went down in flames, most of them. But R101, so as you said, there's the capitalist airship and the socialist airship. The socialist airship was, here, we're going to give you X amount of money, do it for that money. R101 was what we'd call cost plus. It was like Vickers, it was whatever you wanted. And they just loaded it with technology. And it was meant to be a flagship of empire. It was meant to demonstrate, you know, if you look back on the British Empire, it's kind of built on the, you know, the pounding greased piston of British technology, you know, better engines, better guns, better ships, better everything technologically better. The British wanted to do this again, and R101 was going to be that. And so we have things, for example, diesel engines were very heavy. And so they took diesel locomotives and put them up into R101, locomotive engines. Now, it sounds crazy that you would take something really heavy and put it up into a lighter than air ship, but the point was, and this gets back to hydrogen, that the fumes would be less flammable. I mean, even a spark on a hydrogen-filled airship goes boom. So they're lifting all of these, you know, massive tornado diesel engines up into, never been done before, these enormous parachute harnesses around these 5.5 million cubic feet of gas bags, never been done before. I could just keep going with the number of the material science and everything else that they did, pumping systems to pump ballast through the ship. It goes on and on and on. But it was meant to be this, not only an airship that could fly to Sydney and back and, you know, India and back, but also just a technological masterpiece, a showcase for this new British Empire. We're in the 1920s now, that was going to change the world.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.